Discipline. Honor thy father. Spare the rod. Children are to be seen and not heard. Don't fight in front of the children. I want to reiterate that we're not a religious family. However, I also believe that religion doesn't have a monopoly on morality or all other things good. For instance, the father in a family is an authority figure. He should be the arbiter of decisions, but a good father should also proceed with caution when it comes to exercising authority within the family. Like any good leader, the father should get the credit and should shoulder the blame for the good and bad outcomes of the family, respectively. I don't mean to brag, but far more often than not, I can achieve a discipline objective without spanking. We have read that it is important to have a united front within the family. We're told that mom and dad should make big decisions behind closed doors, then roll that out to the family like a political front. My wife and I couldn't be farther from this model. We present ideas and argue them out. When we come to a contentious indecision after heated argument, the responsibility for the outcome is on the father, so the decision falls on the father. However, if he decides to try a controversial idea from another member of the family, it is wise to examine the outcome and weigh credibility to whomever offered a good idea. Bad ideas work much the same, but with trust diminishing instead of increasing. In short, the principle in our homeschool is that we should give more trust to folks with consistently better ideas. We are usually working on so many projects that we don't have the presence of mind to sit and eat together. When I'm working in software, I usually get my work done late at night and my schedule is variable. It was difficult to make and eat food sometimes as it was between meals for the rest of the family. So we generally learn to make and eat food for ourselves when it's appropriate. That said, I do enjoy sitting with the family and eating meals together when I have an agenda I like to discuss. When their mouths are full, they are listening better and not talking as much, and I get the floor longer when they're in a good state of mind. Our meals are usually fantastic. That being said, there is a silver lining. For our month-long expedition in 2024, the ability to eat quickly in many different environments under variable circumstances did come in handy. Violence should be used sparingly. You see your little three-year-old making her way to the kitchen. She slyly moves toward the stove where a pot of water is about to boil over. With your quiet house shoes on, you roll swiftly forward, putting yourself into position, but not before briefly hiding behind the corner as the kid coyly looks back to see if the coast is clear. As she makes her move toward the stove, you slide in with three quick steps and whack! One single swat on the bottom in the moment when the infraction occurs. For extra dramatic effect, use a diaper on the child. This example illustrates the best way to utilize spanking, in my opinion. Make your own decisions for your own family. Know your laws. Another moment where I have utilized spanking was in the midst of a screaming, hysterical rant with a string of disrespectful comments toward my wife. Grab the left arm, spin the little one around, and whap. I try never to use spanking as enticement to motivate academics. More often, the child gets a swat if they're doing something that creates danger, long or short term. Delivery of a very precise swat at the precise moment of an infraction is the inherent martial art latent in men, expressed in fatherhood. Of course, one must weigh all options and make a decision oneself and suffer the consequences.